Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about on the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios, Team MVP starts now.
This is Brian Altimer, live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Hey, Call of Duty Modern Warfare was released a couple of weeks ago, and within 3 days of its release, the game has made over $600 million. That's right, $600 million. Here to talk about Call of Duty Modern Warfare and everything about it is editor at GameSpot, Michael Higgum. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me again, man.
Oh, yeah, man. It's always cool talking to you, man. So, first of all, are you shocked that this Call of Duty made that much money within this release?
Not really. Like, the Call of Duty franchise always sells well. And if you look at a lot of the annual franchises, I think that instinct would tell you, like, oh, they come out with a version of this every year. You see with NBA 2K, you see with Madden, that, oh, you know, people are going to get tired of buying the same thing every year. When in fact, it's the opposite, is that they continue to grow their fan base while also delivering what the core players want as well. And so you see the same thing with Call of Duty every year. Now, there is a little bit of an element of surprise there, considering that Modern Warfare is more of like a grounded take. It was less flashy, less bombastic in its approach, and it was very upfront about that. But when you consider like just how big Call of Duty is, and the Modern Warfare sub-series within the Call of Duty franchise is probably, alongside Black Ops, the biggest one. So it has that name recognition. And then, you know, with a lot of advertising, like everybody knows that Call of Duty is coming out. So in totality, it's not that surprising to see it make this much money.
Yeah, and I'm one of those dudes that I know when it's coming out. So I know I'm going to buy it even if the reviews are bad. You still want to have that copy just to see how bad it is. Or I mean, for the most part, I won't say the ones that were bad, but for the most part, they all have been good. And the whole stripping down of like all the fanfare that normally comes with Call of Duty, I did kind of see that with this particular edition. And they had like the pre-sales, which was, in my opinion, kind of a little different. And so what were some of the different things they offered if you pre-bought it?
Man, there's a lot of different editions, and again, they do this every year, but they keep offering more stuff for those who buy different versions of it. I mean, when it comes to pre-orders, I know that on the PlayStation Store, as soon as you log in, the first thing you see is, A, like, you can pre-order and pre-load Call of Duty Modern Warfare, so it's in front of everyone's faces. They all see it. But when it comes to different editions, they have, like, the Operator Edition, which comes with some extra skins, like some tokens, a new knife skin in the game, which you can get for if you shell out a little bit more than regular price. And they have like the Precision Edition, which comes with a bunch of more features and stuff, and then like actual things that you can you get physical copies that you get, and also the Dark Edition, which was $200, and that came with night vision goggles. So they go all out on these things. And, you know, people are interested in these different editions, and considering that Call of Duty does have a strong fan base, where this is one of the few games that they play and they buy it every year, I think that the base is more willing to shell out a bit more to get more out of a game that they know and love.
Yeah, and one of the things that was highly complained about with Call of Duty Black Ops 4 was the lack of a campaign mode. And I see they brought that back, and I will say this. I'm that dude that the minute Call of Duty is released and the minute I have it in my hands, I go straight to the team death matches. I go straight online. Yeah. So I am totally guilty of it, even though I was one of those dudes that complained of the lack of campaign mode. So what is there to make me want to say, you know, I should go play the campaign mode before I go and just go online and rank up online?
What I will say about Call of Duty Modern Warfare campaign this year is that it's bold. They went with a certain direction. Now, whether or not that people feel that they did it right, the fact of the matter is that they try to portray a much more modern and realistic sense of the conflicts that a lot of these tier one operators, as you say, face. So, I mean, just taking one example from a mission, I think it's called Clearinghouse, is where you have intel to say that, you know, the bad dudes are posted up in this house. It is your job to go in there and eliminate the threats. And it's a very very touchy subject, because you go into this house and there are, like, families in there, and you don't know who's a threat, and you have to make decisions in the campaign. You are playing this where you have your gun out, and you got to make decisions, like, is this a combatant? Are they not a combatant? They're going for a gun. Do I shoot them before they shoot me? So it really tries to drill home this idea of how quickly and how dangerous and how sensitive these things are when these kind of undercover operators go into these situations. And the point being is that these are how modern wars are fought. So they went for that. Now, whether or not they handled it with the best, you know, the deft touch, is that's up for debate. And that's kind of what people are talking about.
Yeah, and one of the things that I definitely wanted to ask you about, you know, as far, you know, when they make these games, it's almost like making a movie now. Did they go and get, like, military consultants to actually get into this, or did they just say, okay, we're going to guess and see how this would be? Because I honestly will say, even with the team death matches that I'm heavily into right now, I used to serve in the Marine Corps, and I always say that, you know, it feels so real. So did they get any kind of consulting when it came to making this game?
Yeah. I actually talked to the narrative director not too long ago, and we kind of dove into how they conceptualized the campaign, where they got their ideas from. And he did mention that they bring on a lot of military consultants to make sure that, you know, the terminology is right. These things look accurate. The way the guns feel are accurate. And the language between the characters, the dialogue that's happening, is reflective of how these things are in the real world. Also, with the fact that they are touching on conflicts in the Middle East, they also brought in cultural consultants to make sure that they're representing certain people, certain conflicts, certain aspects of the campaign accurately as well. So in that regard, they did do their due diligence in terms of, you know, we're not just going to pull things out of thin air of what we think these conflicts look like, but let's get these people in here to make sure that we're on the right path and this is accurate.
All right. And what is the Spec Ops mode on this version of Call of Duty?
You know, what I will say is that Spec Ops is one of the more disappointing aspects of this modern warfare, especially if you were hyped up about it when they're bringing back Spec Ops and you played Modern Warfare 2 from back in 2009, because that was one of the highlight modes there. It was a cooperative experience where, you know, you're kind of sneaking through bushes and you had to coordinate with your teammate, like, okay, I'll take out this guard when you take out this guard, but make sure you don't do this and do that. And it was a very fresh and exciting mode. The problem with the version that's in this new Modern Warfare is that it's a little unfair in the way you fight in there. There's just waves of enemies. It kind of doesn't make as much sense. It's not as tactical as what you would expect from a Spec Ops mode. I mean, it is another mode to play, and there's some meat there in terms of the gameplay, but it definitely doesn't tap into the best aspects of what we know about Spec Ops. Instead, you're just shooting waves of enemies in a way that doesn't kind of tap into the more grounded aspects that that kind of get portrayed in the campaign and in the multiplayer. So it is one disappointing aspect to it.
And one of the things that I noticed with the latest update of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, that's the game we're talking about here, when it first launched, there was a realism mode because they took away the hardcore mode, because that was the first thing I did. I looked for the hardcore mode. Did they decide just to take it away, or is it coming back?
It's coming back. It's one of the core modes to Modern Warfare this time around, and I was also surprised that on launch day, I don't think they had the NVG mode. Ground War was still being implemented. But if it's not in there now, they're cycling through modes. So you're going to see realism in there, because playing realism mode from pre-launch, it's one of the best modes in there, because it really does something special in terms of, okay, we're going to take away the map. We're going to take away the kill feed, hit markers. It's like you're on your own. You don't know if you actually hit enemies, or you don't know if you actually got the kill. So there's a ratcheting up of tension in realism mode. So if you don't see it in there now, it's going to come in there. And it's just a matter of time because it is really something special.
Yeah, and here's the thing that that I've noticed, and I'm not sure if I'm fully like with this particular improvement they put in the game, but leaning against corners and let's say you're pressed against like a box and you hit like the R3 button or you want to engage in the enemy. That person then slants against the wall, or he may push up against a box to get more stabilization. Do you feel mm-hmm. that's an improvement?
Yeah, I actually think that's a big deal. I think we touched on this a little bit last time we talked, but having spent more time with the game, you kind of understand its role in the dynamic of the firefights because you know you can afford yourself a little bit more cover. So you're not as big of a target, and also it helps with recoil too when you're perched around the corner using that particular mechanic. And it just helps you kind of pie the corners, just get enough of a view around a corner to maybe get a good shot at the enemy. So once you get familiar with that mechanic, knowing you know what kind of sight lines you can create on this particular map. Okay, if I hug that corner, I'm able to see enemies come this way, and also I can get shots off because my recoil is down. I'm a little bit more accurate, and it aligns with the approach that they're coming with Modern Warfare. You know, it's supposed to be a little bit more realistic, a lot slower pace. So having this mechanic in there is kind of a big deal because if you go to someone and say, hey, look, Modern Warfare has this mechanic where you can hug corners and, be a little bit more tactical. And they're like, okay, well, that doesn't sound exciting. But once you get your hands on with it, once you understand how it works and what kind of the benefits are of doing that, it starts to shine through. And I think it's a small mechanic that does a lot for the game.
All right, we're talking with Michael Higgum. He's the editor at GameSpot. Make sure you check them out. It's GameSpot.com. You can also check them out any of the social media platforms that are available. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, if you don't have it, if you have somebody that's of age, because this game is for mature audiences, it's a good Christmas gift for somebody that's of age. And like I said, I think they went all out on this game, and kudos to the folks over at Activision for making this game as great as possible. And Michael, you always been a good part of the show, so thanks for joining me, man.
Hey, thanks again, man.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com and make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, PAINE, all one word, .com.